Dean Richards now with entertainment news. Good morning, Dean.
Gothan Dian.
Beg your pardon?
That's how you say good morning in Icelandic.
I should know that, shouldn't I? I thought the language was basically all you got to do is sound like you're speaking English backwards. You know, ick, snock, milk, snack, snack, and that's the language of Iceland.
Yeah, that. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
I enjoyed seeing all your pictures. I'm not sure I needed to see you without a shirt on in one of them.
Did Marianne do that?
You were topless in one of the...
I'm going to have to do some editing before we post to WGNRadio.com. I did see a movie on the plane last night, and it's my new favorite movie. I always wanted to see it, never did when it came out. The film directed by Clint Eastwood, Flags of Our Fathers.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
It really is great.
That is such a good movie. Very inspiring.
What a story.
Exciting, true story on top of it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And to keep the vacation going, we spent a couple of days in London before we left, I'm having tea and a crumpet right now.
Oh, very nice.
it's kind of like an English muffin, only it's better.
Very nice. I'll see if I can find some fish and chips for the rest of the segment.
All right, let's start with the health news. And first, what's going on with Elton John's vision?
Yeah, Elton John put out a social media post yesterday saying he is dealing with some vision loss right now. He's got a severe eye infection that has left him with limited vision in one eye. Says that it's getting better, but it's a slow process. You don't like to hear that, for anybody. But they say that he will be in attendance still at the Toronto International Film Festival, which gets underway later on this week. It's got a documentary on his life that'll be premiering on Disney Plus in December.
And is there an update on Brian May from Queen?
He is apparently doing okay. Brian May released information that he had suffered a minor stroke. It caused him to lose control of his left arm, which is not good, especially if you're a guitar player, which he is, with the legendary group Queen. And they continue to tour the biggest venues around the world right now with Adam Lambert from American Idol and, you know, so many other venues right now. But he sort of stepped into the Freddie Mercury role. But he said, the good news is that I can play guitar after the events of the last few days. I say this because it was in doubt after the minor stroke. Didn't have any control whatsoever, but apparently he's getting feeling back and seems to be doing a little bit better right now.
And the latest as far as legal news and the music being played at Trump rallies is what?
Yeah, this has been a bit of a back and forth between mostly the Trump campaign. Other campaigns have also done it, but there have been at least a dozen cases where artists have asked the Trump campaign to stop using their music without permission at their rallies. The Trump campaign responded by saying, "We are within our rights to use the music." So it's been going back and forth like that. But now, yesterday, a judge stepped in and said that they have to stop using music. The estate of Isaac Hayes sued for copyright infringement over the use of the song "Hold On, I'm Coming," the old Sam and Dave song. And the judge ruled that the campaign cannot use the music anymore in order for them to stop it. The judge did draw the line, saying that they can still show recordings of past events at which the song had been used, but they can't use it anymore in the future. The Isaac Hayes estate is suing for $3 million in licensing fees for the use of the song between the years of 2022 and 2024. So whether that's going to stop it or it's just going to continue, It's anybody's guess.
Guess so. Dean's list of shows coming to your TV coming up after a break. By the way, a text reminds me that part of that movie, Flags of Our Fathers, was actually filmed in Iceland. And I saw that in the credits. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
What's the movie that got this tremendous standing ovation? Was this at a film festival?
Yeah, the Venice Film Festival is going on right now. It is one of the biggest film festivals in the world, and I think one of the most important ones, because a lot of these film festivals, you know, we get documentaries and foreign films and, you know, smaller niche kind of films. The Venice Film Festival and the Toronto Film Festival, which kicks off a little bit later on this week, are the ones where the big movies of the year are premiered for the very first time. And one of, you know, they've been showing new film movies from George Clooney and Brad Pitt and Lady Gaga and everybody who's got a big movie coming up for Christmas time has their movies premiering. But each gets you know, like a 3 or 4 minute standing ovation, usually. But one film yesterday, which is called The Room Next Door, that stars Julianne Moore and Tilda Swinton, played. It's a story of these two women. It's directed by Pedro Almodovar. And it got a 17-minute standing ovation. That's
wow.
the longest standing ovation to date for the Venice Film Festival. Two women who, you know, they work together, reconnect after one of them becomes a best-selling author. One gets cancer. It's really, that's all I know about the story so far. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I'm looking forward to definitely seeing it. And seeing if that 17-minute standing O was worth it.
Will that be in theaters, you think, this year?
It will be. They're saying that the movie will be coming out late September.
What is coming to the streaming channels this week?
We have got an Academy Award winner topping the list. Nicole Kidman is among the cast of this new film that's called The Perfect Couple, story of a wealthy family whose lives begin to unravel when a dead body washes up at their Nantucket estate. Nobody wants that to happen at your Nantucket estate. Liev Schreiber co-stars with Nicole Kidman in the story. It starts tomorrow on Netflix. Gary Oldman's got a new series that's coming out. It's actually season 4 of his series, Slow Horses, in which he leads a team of intelligence agency also runs, I guess you might say, to investigate a series of bombings. That is streaming now on Apple TV Plus. There is a new dramedy out called The English Teacher that follows a high school English teacher trying to find his way through the modern pitfalls of American education. You can see that one on Hulu. Also, there is Kevin Hart, Taraji P. Henson, Samuel L. Jackson in a new crime drama called Fight Night, The Million Dollar Heist, which is set in 1970 during the Muhammad Ali comeback to boxing. It's centered around that time frame. That begins streaming tomorrow on Peacock Network. Don Johnson is starring in a movie that's called Rebel Ridge, about an elite Marine who runs into trouble with a corrupt small-town sheriff. And I really like the documentaries that are out this week. One of them is called it's called Wise Guy, David Chase and the Sopranos, which is a super deep dive behind the scenes about the man who created The Sopranos, the making of the show, what made it, you know, the popular, you know, mainstay of HBO that it began. That'll begin streaming Saturday on Max. There's also Apollo 13 Survival, which takes you behind the scenes of how NASA averted disaster to bring the astronauts home on this very famous crippled mission, home to Earth. That begins streaming tomorrow.
Wow. That, you know what? Two of my favorite topics there, Apollo 13 and The Sopranos. I'll be in front of the television.
There you go.
Let's quickly mention why we're seeing a lot of Taylor Swift in the new NFL spot.
Yeah, there's a, you know, a promo. You know, the NFL season officially begins, tomorrow, I think. And, you know, so the NFL are, you know, they're running these promos of highlights of, you know, things that we can look forward to and games that are coming up and players. Only what is mostly featured in these promos are clips of Taylor Swift at Kansas City Chiefs games. Taylor Swift appears more times in this NFL promotional spot than any player, more than Patrick Mahomes, more than Travis Kelce, more than anybody. Taylor Swift is predominantly featured, so it's very clear that the NFL is once again looking forward to Taylor being in the stands and cheering it on. And
yeah, I guess
it's
so.
A big ratings boost for them, and that's what they're looking forward to again. So I read something that Taylor Swift is coming up with plays.
What?
For the Kansas City Chiefs? Come on.
That's impossible.
Come on.
Well, she could come up with them, but I think she keeps them to herself.
I don't know. I don't know if she has that. I would never question her ability on anything.
What are you cooking on WGN TV later this morning?
We're doing some avocado recipes today. We had a big contest where viewers could send in their favorite avocado recipes, and we chose a winner. She will be joining me on the show today to do her recipe. I will do what I consider to be the world's greatest guacamole. A very good friend of mine who is from Mexico makes this guacamole for every party, you know, occasion, get together. It's the most delicious guacamole you've ever had. We've got the recipe posted online if people want to see it, or I'm going to make it. It's super easy. I'm going to make it at about 9:35, 9:40 this morning, something like that.
I'm going to send you my Bob Surratt's single days sandwich recipe, avocado and tomato sandwich with mayo and a little seasoning.
That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds delicious and perfect. What I should have done, now that you're back from Iceland, your big vacation, I should have made it some fermented shark.
Oh, yeah. I know. I didn't try it, but people say it really is not that tasty.
Yeah, I'm told that it's the national dish of Iceland that is poisonous unless you ferment it.
The cod is safer.
Yeah.
Go with that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dean.